All right, one last blast here on Inside Agriculture. I often use that phrase, but the blast of cold this morning was mighty bitter. Cold follows snow. Yeah, we had a little snow after Thanksgiving, but other parts of the country had it much worse. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey talks about some notable snow totals in parts of the Midwest.
And we saw some 12-inch plus snowfall totals from parts of Iowa into southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois, and then eventually into lower Michigan. And then we did see some showers and thunderstorms to the south. And now, several days after that event, we continue to see an extensive snow cover across the Midwest and roughly the northern half of the plains. We see 6 inches of snow on the ground in Chicago, as well as Des Moines, Iowa, 7 inches on the ground in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. That gives you an idea of the extensive nature of this snow cover, which does extend as far south as the Middle Mississippi Valley into communities like Kansas City and St. Louis.
Yet another storm system traveling across the nation through the week. The bigger weather concern is the sub-zero temperatures here.
This one is actually going to take a pretty deep dive into the south before heading eastward. And what that means is that we're just looking at generally very cold and dry conditions for much of the Midwest. But I think the bigger story this week is going to be the frigid, bitter cold conditions across much of the Midwest into the Northeast.
Brad Rippey, what's the impact on agriculture with this sudden cold?
That is certainly making for some difficult rural travel conditions, difficult to access some livestock, and with the bitter cold coming very suddenly after a mild autumn, that is a bit more stressful than you ordinarily would expect for livestock, given the quick transition to very cold conditions, along with some of the snow on the ground and just the lack of preparation time before the transition to wintry conditions. So certainly for some of the northern livestock, a little bit stressful as we head into this very wintry pattern starting December.
How about the updated 8 to 14 day forecast?
It does look like as we start to march a little bit deeper into December, we might start to shake some of these frigid conditions. And so the temperature outlook from the 9th through the 15th calling actually for above normal temperatures all the way from the Pacific coast to large sections of the Great Plains. But we will see some lingering bitter cold from the Midwest into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Now, in terms of precipitation, as we start to make that transition to warmer weather, a little less stormy, but even with that, we do expect to continue to see above normal precipitation across roughly the northern half of the country, extending all the way from the Pacific Northwest into the Northeast.
Brad Rippey, USDA meteorologist. I'm Mick Kerr saying thank you for listening. Have a great day. Enjoy the warm-up the next couple of days, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on Inside Agriculture.